Bankruptcy is the legal process that releases individuals or businesses from their obligation to repay certain debts. It is a crucial aspect of the bankruptcy process and provides a fresh start for debtors burdened by overwhelming financial obligations. For individuals considering filing for bankruptcy in New Jersey, learning about the procedure on how to get a bankruptcy discharge and the implications of applying for bankruptcy is important. If you are burdened by unmanageable debts and considering filing for bankruptcy in New Jersey, it is essential to gain a thorough understanding of how bankruptcy discharge works. When you get the assistance of an experienced attorney, you position yourself for a successful discharge. Our team of skilled New Jersey bankruptcy attorneys at Straffy and Straffy Attorneys at Law can help ensure that you meet the eligibility criteria, follow the required steps, and are equipped for what happens after a bankruptcy filing. We can also help alleviate concerns such as the impact on your credit or what happens to your home equity in the event of a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Take the first step towards regaining control of your financial future by scheduling a consultation with one of our attorneys today. Contact 732-341-3800 to learn more about how we can help you. What is bankruptcy discharge? A bankruptcy discharge is a court order that eliminates the debtor's legal responsibility to repay certain debts. Once a debt is discharged, the debtor is no longer personally liable for it, and creditors are prohibited from taking any further collection actions or pursuing legal remedies to recover the discharged debt. The discharge is a powerful tool designed to offer debtors relief and a chance to rebuild their financial lives. Bankruptcy discharge plays a vital role in the bankruptcy process as it provides debtors with a fresh financial start. By eliminating the legal obligation to repay certain debts, debtors can alleviate the burden of overwhelming financial obligations and achieve freedom from the constant harassment of creditors. The discharge helps individuals and businesses regain control over their finances, allowing them to move forward and rebuild their economic stability. There are different types of bankruptcy discharge available under the bankruptcy laws of New Jersey. The most common types include Chapter 7 Bankruptcy Discharge. Under Chapter 7 bankruptcy, eligible debtors can obtain a discharge of most unsecured debts, such as credit card debt, medical bills, and personal loans. A bankruptcy trustee assigned by the court will be tasked with selling the debtor's non-exempt assets to repay creditors. Under Chapter 7 bankruptcy, eligible debtors can obtain a discharge of most unsecured debts, such as credit card debt, medical bills, and personal loans. A bankruptcy trustee assigned by the court will be tasked with selling the debtor's non-exempt assets to repay creditors. Chapter 13 bankruptcy discharge. In Chapter 13 bankruptcy, debtors propose a repayment plan to repay a portion of their debts over a specified period, typically 3 to 5 years. Upon successful completion of the repayment plan, debtors may be eligible for a discharge of remaining unsecured debts that were included in the plan. A Chapter 13 discharge provides a structured approach to debt repayment while allowing debtors to retain their assets. It is important to distinguish between the different types of bankruptcy discharge to be able to select the type of bankruptcy appropriate for your case. A skilled New Jersey bankruptcy attorney can help provide you with more information, evaluate your case, and determine the type of bankruptcy to file based on your circumstances. Types of bankruptcy discharge description. Chapter 7 Bankruptcy Discharge of Most Unsecured Debts. Non-exempt assets may be sold by a bankruptcy trustee to repay creditors. Chapter 13 Bankruptcy Repayment Plan proposed by debtors to repay a portion of their debts over a specified period. Successful completion may lead to discharge of remaining unsecured debts included in the plan. Chapter 7 Bankruptcy Discharge. Chapter 7 bankruptcy, also known as liquidation bankruptcy, is a type of bankruptcy proceeding available to individuals and businesses in the United States. It involves the sale of the debtor's non-exempt assets by a bankruptcy trustee, who then distributes the proceeds to creditors. In a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, a debtor seeks relief from overwhelming debts by filing a petition with the bankruptcy court. Once the petition is filed, an automatic stay is issued, halting all collection actions by creditors. A key aspect of Chapter 7 bankruptcy is the discharge of debts. Upon successful completion of the process, the debtor receives a discharge order from the court, relieving them of personal liability for most unsecured debts. This means the debtor is no longer obligated to repay those debts, and creditors are prohibited from taking further collection actions. To qualify for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, individuals must meet certain eligibility criteria. Means test: debtors must pass the means test, which evaluates their income, expenses, and family size to determine if their income falls below New Jersey's median income level, $83,898 for a single-earner household in 2023. If the debtor's income is below the threshold, they may qualify for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Debtors must pass the means test, which evaluates their income, expenses, and family size to determine if their income falls below New Jersey's median income level, $83,898 for a single-earner household in 2023. If the debtor's income is below the threshold, they may qualify for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Credit counseling: debtors must complete a credit counseling course from an approved agency within 180 days before filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Debtors must complete a credit counseling course from an approved agency within 180 days before filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Previous bankruptcy discharge: if an individual has received a Chapter 7 bankruptcy discharge within the past 8 years or a Chapter 13 bankruptcy discharge within the past 6 years, they may not be eligible for another Chapter 7 discharge.